Sarkozy, believed to be the leader of Jamaa Islamiya, and Abu Dujana, the alleged military commander of the group, were both jailed for 15 years by a Jakarta court for violating anti-terrorism laws. Both men were arrested in June in what was seen as a major victory for Indonesia's fight against Islamic militants. They were charged with violating Indonesia's anti-terrorism law and of illegal possession of firearms and explosives. In separate trials, the South Jakarta court found Sarkozy and Dujana guilty of violating the anti-terrorism laws by providing financial assistance to terrorists and moving firearms and explosives for use in terrorist acts. Presiding Judge Wijono also ruled Jamaa Islamiya is a terrorist organization, the first such ruling by an Indonesian court. Indonesian authorities have argued they cannot ban the terrorist organization since it is not a formally established organization. During his trial, Dujana denied any involvement in terrorist attacks.
Clearly, I stated in the court I am not a member of Jamaa Islamiya.
The group is believed to be responsible for a series of terrorist attacks in Indonesia, including the 2002 bombings in the Indonesian resort island of Bali that claimed 202 lives, many of them foreign tourists. The Indonesian government has arrested more than 300 Islamic militants since then, including several other top Jamaa Islamiya leaders, severely weakening the group. Terrorism expert Ken Conboy says the group no longer poses a serious threat to Indonesia.
They're a shadow of what they used to be, as far as posing a credible threat to the Indonesian government. They don't have any active jihads at the moment. They seem to have no real capability to attract, maintain, and really recruit substantial numbers of new members. And for the hardline guys, they can't seem to pull off any kinds of terrorist operations.
Indonesia's elite anti-terrorism squad, Detachment 88, captured both Sarkozy and Dujana in central Java last June following the discovery of hundreds of kilograms of explosives and weapons beneath several houses in the same region. A democratic secular nation, Indonesia has the world's largest population of Muslims. Nancy Melia Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.